Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want you to tell us, what's that skeleton in your closet?
Yeah.
What's the thing that if you tried to run for office would
Good
come
luck.
Back and haunt you?
Right?
What's the, you know
Crush
what?
You.
I don't know that I have one.
I was trying to think, you don't, yeah. What's?
Well, I mean,
what's your, we all got to have, what? You have walk-in closets. You should
I mean, here's the thing. Have I been unfaithful in a relationship? Yes.
Yeah, me too.
But I mean,
right,
I don't think that counts anymore.
How many commandments have you wrecked? I've done one
for sure.
How many
are there?
There's 10. They added five more. What?
Well, I've not done the kill.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
I've stolen.
Oh, that's right. I've done three. I've done three.
So what have you done?
I dishonored my parents. I stole.
That's one of them?
Yeah, I pushed my mom down that one time.
I never did that.
I stole, and then I coveted some people. Yeah, did some coveting.
Oh, you did the covet thy neighbor's wife thing.
Well, there wasn't any, like, what, describe neighbor, actually. Are we talking?
I think in the biblical sense, they meant someone who wasn't yours, though.
Okay, all right.
Then
just not like Beacon Point neighborhood.
Yes, okay. Oh, right, not just your specific, man, they don't even live in a Lennar home at all. They're over in the Capital Pacific homes.
So I'm free, right? I'm off the hook on that one.
Can you tell what a house nerd I am? Those are both homes within 50 feet of your house.
That is very true.
I'm such a nerd.
Stop stalking my hood.
Oh, yeah. I went over to the Toll Brothers, slept with somebody on the nice side. Beacon Point.
South Shore.
Over there. So we want to know, what's that thing? And we will voice disguise you. Here's why it came up. And we've got a couple stories, but my favorite one right now is this woman. She's 18 years old. And she decided, after probably her entire life, thinking, someday I'm going to grow up and get into the Maine Lobster Festival and try to be the sea goddess.
That is true. Since the age of two, she was gunning for this thing.
Mommy, someday can I be the sea goddess and the Maine Lobster Festival?
Yes, honey, you can.
And she did.
And she pulled it off.
Yeah, she won.
Can I read the story verbatim? Because this sentence is very important to me. A teen was stripped of the prestigious... Really?
Yeah, it was prestigious.
Prestigious Maine sea goddess pageant crown over, quote, inappropriate, end quote, photos on social media.
Hey, they don't mess around.
Mommy,
they don't screw.
If I take pictures with a joint, will they strip me of my goddess crown later?
Oh, she did post one of those pics.
She did.
Yeah.
She had a photo of her with a joint and another holding an e-cigarette. And the Maine Lobster Festival.
Oh, they were not having that. It was an umbrage.
You would think you would Google her before she gets the crown.
There is. And the money. There's like a scholar, $2,000 in scholarship.
Yeah, she got a $2,000 scholarship. They are going to let her keep the scholarship.
Oh, they stripped her of the crown and the sash.
Mommy, I just want the sash.
But she got the cash.
I got to keep the cash? Yes.
But she's mad. She's really bummed.
But that's her skeleton that came back to haunt her. That one, you know, like, so I don't know if anybody's willing to call and admit this stuff, but we're hoping you will. Like, what is that? What did you, there's something you did in your past that you know, like, if you ran for president in the 1960s, you would absolutely become president. But if you ran for president now, you know, they find everything now.
There's like a tweet from 8 years ago that you said that could be questionable.
What is the thing that you've done in your past that you know would prohibit you from here? Okay, let's read some examples.
Okay.
I'm 32 and I still suck my thumb to help me sleep.
Or
when I'm just sitting idly alone.
I'm not voting for that.
It's weird. It's like, you know, they're clean cut, never done a drug in their life, passed every polygraph. And somebody, like, on the day before election, somebody's like, here he is watching Netflix and sucking his thumb. Boom.
Thumb suckers.
Like, he's out. He's not, that guy is never.
He's shamed.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This is one, now, this person, this isn't their skeleton. It's probably their mom's skeleton. But this person put, I found out my father's not my biological father. So that would be the mom's skeleton in the closet.
Oh, okay.
Because she cheated. Did some, like, research and found out her DNA is not shared with her father.
Oh.
And she said nobody knows she knows. So her mom was with somebody else when she got pregnant with her, like, cheating on dad.
Right.
And then...
pawned it off like it was dad.
Yes, stayed with dad. Wow, and is still okay. with dad. And she's like, I know that I'm not biologically related to that man or my siblings. Well, she's half related to her siblings.
God, that'd be weird.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, so you got to go talk to your mom.
You get, well, I mean, you go to... But then if your mom is defensive, that's your mom's skeleton. Nobody wants their skeleton. That's why this is going to fail miserably. Nobody's going to call because... Yeah, no, I'm sure it's Slacker and Steve. I'll call you and tell you my deepest, darkest secret.
Yeah, there is that.
It's probably...
We have voice disguises.
We do.
Yeah.
No one will know it's you. We'll change your name to Candy.
Nice.
Somebody else said their skeleton is, and this is kind of sad, they think they're a schizophrenic because for the last 40 years, they've been having conversations with their daughter who passed away as an infant.
Wait, the adult really believes that that infant exists and they've been having... Mm-hmm. Or
they know that it doesn't, but they still have deeply meaningful and sounds like two-way conversations.
Like on the bus or just in a grocery store?
I mean, if you're doing it on the bus, it's not really a skeleton in your closet, is it? It's your skeleton on the bus.
Although that behavior on the bus, I mean, if yeah. I find someone that's not talking to them.
Can I just say, for the first time in a long time, I spent some time downtown this weekend.
Wow. What?
I was down like on 16th Street and stuff, just kind of wandering around. We got a hotel because the kids needed one last swimming break or whatever.
Nice.
And it was remarkable how many people are down there talking to themselves.
If we could just pair them off.
Oh my God.
They could all look like...
It's like how you stand next to you and just... I'm not making fun. I was just like, there were times where like I turned to engage and I'm like, wait, you're not talking to me. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's quite unsettling.
And I'm like, the first thing you're looking for is like, oh, little Bluetooth in the ear. It's like, nope, no Bluetooth.
Oh, no, they're just those
people. Nope. They're just like, why in the hell are you walking here? I'm like, me? No, me! You're asking yourself why you're, but not quiet.
So you were the odd one out, Slacker.
The skeleton in my closet was, I didn't fit in this weekend. Exactly. I was like, why aren't you talking to yourself? So we've given you a few examples, and if you're willing to play along, we would like to hear your deepest... God, this is going to fail. Please don't let this fail. Your deepest, darkest, maybe your funnest, but yeah, you murdered a person, but you got... No, we don't want it to be a crime.
Well,
all right, if you got a skeleton in your closet, call and tell us what it is. Katie?
Yay.
Yay.
What's your skeleton?
I worked at a gentleman's club my whole way through college, and even my husband doesn't know.
Nice. Good for you.
For real?
For real.
That's none of their business.
Were you a dancer, or were you a bartender, or like a little bit of everything?
Oh, dancer, definitely.
See, a self-made woman, you put yourself through college.
Do you think that in today's world, that would prohibit her from...
Oh, wait.
From being president or something? Because, like, look, we had a president have an affair in the White House. We've had presidents admit to smoking weed, doing cocaine. She's like, you just said it, man. She's a self-made woman.
It's legal. She's business.
So
I see some people having a little problem with that. But still,
you do?
Yeah, you're far right.
Over there. Yeah. Yeah, those guys.
Good for you.
It's time to tell your husband. I bet he'd think it was hot.
Yeah, why haven't you told him?
I think she'd be jealous.
Oh,
all the people who've seen you naked?
Yeah, and, you know, all the things that go on there, and
No, good for you.
Good.
I'd put it on my res from here on in.
I would, too.
I would.
Shotguns!
Okay.
Thank you, Katie. Let's fire the VD up here for Billy. Billy?
Yeah.
You're disguised. What's your skeleton?
I am actually in the closet.
Oh.
Your skeleton in the closet is that you're in the closet.
I am in the closet.
But that shouldn't be a skeleton in the closet. That should be like, be proud of. Hey, is that a skeleton? That's...
Did you, are you currently dating somebody on the other? Like, are you pretending to not be? I mean, are you pretending to be straight?
It's most of being bi.
Oh, you're just in the bi closet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The boyfriend is... I don't think he would really approve of that. So
you'd be surprised how many boys would approve of that.
Oh, yeah, I know. Their eyes will light up if you...
Well, but unless you don't want to... Yeah.
Like, oh, I see.
He's
what
one
you're
of
saying.
Those guys he's one of those guys, though, that he hasn't really been around the block a whole lot. So he's kind of...
It'd freak him out.
It would totally freak him out.
Wow. Huh. We don't think consider that a skeleton at all. That's something cool.
Thank you for the call.
Cool too.
Thank you, Billy. You and your positive reinforcement words.
I know, right? Okay.
We think it's cool. It just started to turn creepy a little bit, right? Jackie.
Yai.
What's that skeleton in your closet?
I wanted to make a guy jealous at a bar on St. Patrick's Day, and there was a little person dressed as a leprechaun. So I was on the dance floor doing stuff with the leprechaun and sort of purposely got him beat up, and we all got kicked out of the bar.
Wait, first of all, you say leprechaun. I like how you pronounce leprechaun.
Yeah, leper. You did it.
Trying to say that, figure out nice ways to say things.
But you didn't want to grind on the leprechaun. You just you did it to
basically
get him beat up.
Used him to get somebody else's attention.
What? But then he got his face pasted in the process.
Yes.
Okay, wait a second.
Yeah, I'm not going to vote for you.
Who picks fights with leprechauns?
And it didn't end that well for any of us.
Are you still with the dude who beat up a little person?
No.
Yeah, good.
No, we're not.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
Because I have to draw the line there.
Leprechaun.
Yes, leper.
I still know the person who beat up the leprechaun.
I can't imagine. Okay.
It just seems like a really weird
night. Still an acquaintance.
It's still a skeleton. Thank you for the call. Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your skeleton in your closet?
Oh, so when I was 20, I had a kid with my ex-wife who was 25. And we got married about 2 years later. And the night before the wedding, she tells me, hey, I stopped taking my birth control so you would grow, like, so you would help you grow up faster. And naturally, I was like, oh, my gosh, you pulled the goalie. And so, you know, I got very angry and got very drunk. And I ended up going out and sleeping with our nanny the night before our wedding.
Okay, wow. That's it.
Yeah.
You showed her, man.
All my groomsmen were passed out wasted in the hotel room.
Dang, you did it right. Okay. No, that's Sam. That's not a skeleton.
That's okay. You got one vote from Steve, but that's the only one you're going to get.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.